China slaps trade tariffs on billions of dollars of American products and the growing popularity of turmeric.
So many of our products have turmeric in, from the turmeric latte, shots of turmeric. We have boosters which contain turmeric.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Good morning. China has imposed new tariffs on goods from the United States in direct response to President Trump's charges on steel and aluminium brought into America. 128 products valued at $3 billion, including American pork, wine and nuts, will be hit, attracting tariffs of up to 25%. The US has already said it's planning to slap new taxes on $60 billion of Chinese imports in retaliation for years of alleged intellectual property theft. Simon French is the chief economist at Panmure Gordon in London.
The problem is one of escalation here. You're facing two superpowers who feel they are economically independent, but they're massively economically intertwined. The challenge for both powers is when to stop.
Are we now in the realms of a tit-for-tat trade conflict?
We are tit-for-tat. It's one of materiality. 3 billion announced today in terms of the number of goods affected, but that's in the context of $600 billion worth of trade between the US and China. So fairly small beer at about 0.5%, but tit-for-tat can push that number up.
When are we actually in a trade war? When we can say, aha, the trade war has now begun?
I think you look back at history in the early 1930s, the trade war that started in the US with the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act cut global trade by two-thirds. Now, that is most certainly a trade war. This is a skirmish. You look at when global trade flows start to move negative. We're currently growing at 5%. We need to see that negative print before I think you're saying this is now a trade war.
Who do you think might blink first?
This is the hardest question to call because both of them will be looking at their domestic electorate. The Chinese don't want to appear like they've been forced into a concession. I'm fairly certain there'll be some diplomatic back channels to try and ensure that they both want to come to the negotiating table but can do it in a way that plays well with their domestic electorate.
Simon French, let's do the numbers. Wall Street will reopen later after the Easter break. Major markets in Europe remain closed for the public holiday, but in those Asian markets that are open on Monday, shares drifted lower a little. Shanghai fell 11 points or 0.3% to 3,887. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the threat that automation and artificial intelligence pose to our jobs. Well, a new global study suggests a lot of the fears are overblown. Here's the BBC's Vishala Sripathma.
Research a few years ago warned 47% of jobs in the United States were at high risk of being automated. The findings shocked workers' unions and governments and raised the prospect of huge layoffs. New research carried out by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the actual proportion of jobs under threat is far lower. It says about 14% of posts have a high probability of automation in the rich countries it looked at. The study also found that another 32% of jobs could be significantly changed as a result of advances in technology. Manufacturing and agricultural tasks are those seen most at risk. The OECD study says most jobs require creativity, manipulation, and the ability to negotiate social relationships, and machines aren't up to that yet. I'm the BBC's Vishala Sripathma for Marketplace.
Now, cafes in many big Western cities have started selling turmeric-based drinks. One of the most common is a turmeric latte, known as golden milk because of its colour. Well, I've been looking at one of the latest health crazes being embraced by young urbanites. In a trendy cafe in central London, alongside regular coffees and teas, there are all sorts of bright, multicoloured health drinks. A lot of them are a dark yellow colour because of the turmeric in them. Grace Kingswell is one of the bosses here at Seapress Cafe.
So many of our products have turmeric in, from the turmeric latte, which is made with our house-made almond milk. We have shots of turmeric. We have boosters which contain turmeric.
So our cups of turmeric latte have arrived. Will I like it?
Do you have a very sweet tooth?
Not really.
It's not going to taste overly sweet because there's no sugar in our almond milk. It's okay. Very soothing.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's got a bit of a kick, actually.
It has a warmth and a heat to it, but it doesn't have like a fieriness like ginger does.
So I have here a small pot of raw turmeric. It's a kind of dull
orange colour, so I'm going to take off the lid and knock it back.
Ooh, that is horrible.
Yeah.
It does not taste nice at all. Well, despite the unpleasant taste of the unadulterated turmeric drink, the more palatable latte version, with the promise of better health, is increasingly popular. But the root has been a key ingredient in Ayurvedic medicine for millennia.
I'm Malika Basu, an Indian food writer and cookery book author. It's a very common feature in our day-to-day cooking. And of course, there is turmeric latte. And it is, in fact, a medicinal drink that your grandmother forced you to drink when you were sick.
So you don't have very fond memories of turmeric lattes, then?
Most Indians do not, I'm afraid.
Turmeric tea bags are also being sold in supermarkets. British firm Pucker Herbs exports them across Europe and says sales are soaring. Tom DePass is from the company.
Its anti-inflammatory properties are revered and renowned, and for general aches and pains, it's fantastic, and I think it's here for good.
Despite the health claims, not everybody is convinced. Malika Basu again.
Research shows that you need 45 teaspoons of turmeric a day, up to, for it to actually have a health benefit.
Whatever the claims about the benefits of turmeric drinks, not to mention the taste, it seems for now many young urbanites can't get enough of the golden milk. In London, I'm Rob Young with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.